Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode of Unfazed and Unbothered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love the holiday season. It is so fun to spread the love to all my friends and family. But this year, I am treating myself to the gift of getting a therapist. I know for me, having a therapist has been so helpful with learning coping skills and how to set boundaries, and it's truly empowered me to be the best version of myself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Life is hard, and anyone can benefit from therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/unfazed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unfazed.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. My name is Camo. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe and turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday, and they're free to stream anywhere you get your podcasts, okay? Sound off in the comments if you're tuning in, please, and thank you, 5-star ratings only. Live, laugh, love you, mamas. Anyways, what's tea? What's juice? What's popping? Oh, really? That's so great. So cute and gorgeous. Yeah, not much has been going on with me, but you know, that's just life for me now. You know, it is what it is. I've got my latte, which, by the way, I get a lot of questions about what my order is at Starbucks and, you know, just lattes in general. And, you know, I know I've been saying how I've not been drinking as much coffee and caffeine, but like I said last week, because I've not been taking my Adderall, I have kind of turned back to coffee here and there. And today was a coffee day for me. So I got a grande iced latte with oat milk, light ice, blonde espresso, and one pump of hazelnut syrup. Okay, one pump, girls. That's all you need. Very lightly sweetened. Anyways, I got a little list of things, talking points, because ADHD is just not my friend. But let's see, off the dome, what's going on with me this week? Well, I forgot. Oh my God. I got a litter robot, litter robot 4. Okay. So I am not the best or haven't been the best. I don't have to worry anymore, but I haven't been the best with scooping my cat's litter box out every single day. And I have 3 cats. So, sometimes they get upset with me, and I understand. Okay. My sweet, precious angels, they don't deserve that. They deserve a clean poo poo palace. So I did get the litter robot, thank God, finally. It did cost an arm and a leg, so unless you just are just the worst parent on planet Earth, maybe just keep scooping, because shit, like it was what I hit yes to that payment.
almost threw up. Sorry, my grandmother is texting me and now I'm distracted and lost my train of thought. She's actually asking me for, send me some cat pictures. Tell them to pose for Mimi. Aw, she misses her sweet, precious angels. Yeah, so when I bought it, I literally almost threw up. It was so fucking expensive, but it is a life changer. I'm never going to have to scoop again. It does its thing, which I was washing it yesterday. It finally came in the mail, which they said 3 to 5 business days it would take to deliver. And 3 to 5 business days later, I just got the litter and I sat with the litter for over a week. I didn't even get the fucking robot. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck did I pay for expedited shipping for? The fuck? So it finally arrived yesterday and it's huge, way bigger than I thought it was. And it's a game changer. I get a notification on my phone every time one of the cats shit in it and it just does its thing. It rotates, it shifts all the poo-poos out, the pee-pee clumps, if you will. And it's great. It's fucking great. I love it. I'm never going to have to scoop again. I'm just going to have to pull the drawer out and throw the bag away, period. Live, laugh, love. So that's like great, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot news. What else? Oh my God. So I love Shazam. Great talking point. Shazam. Okay, so this morning, actually, I went to Starbucks. Bitch, not you getting coffee on the fucking keyboard. You dumb fucking bitch. Pardon me, girls. Well, yeah, so I love Shazam. Shazam is that ma'am. I was sitting at Starbucks drinking my latte, and I hear some music way louder than my headphones. Like, I'm listening to my own music, and I hear something over my headphones, and it's just so vibey. I'm like, what is that? I pull my headphone out. I couldn't recognize it. So what do? I walk across the street to the bank, and I pull out Shazam, and this person is sitting in their car just beeping and bopping, vibing out, blasting this music, and I Shazammed. As soon as Shazam Shazammed, they turned the car off and went to the ATM. Perfect timing. My phone Shazammed. Okay, I got the song. And the rest of my walk home, I was listening to my new music. I love Shazam. So if you're the creator of Shazam, I just want to personally thank you, because I'm a shameless Shazam ma'am. I be Shazamming everywhere. Half of my Spotify is music I have Shazammed. Does that make me a poser? Somebody looked at me one time. I was like, I love Shazam. And they're like, ew, you can't find your own music. Bitch, fuck you. You've never heard a song in passing or at the mall or something. You're like, what is this? And you never ever figured it out? Yeah, well, Shazam. Okay, bitch. I love it. The fuck? Anyways, I went to the thrift store yesterday. That's no news to anybody. Y'all probably saw on TikTok. But I just can't fucking stand when people follow me around in a store like I'm a criminal. Bitch, I'm just trying to get my blooms in, okay? My bloom greens and superfoods. That's all I was doing. I'm like digging in my purse, trying to get the little thing out. And this lady just keeps following me around. And I'm also filming one of my TikTok commentaries. And this bitch just kept her eyes on me. And every time I would go to another side of the store, she'd be one rack over looking at me with these sunglasses on. She had like the transitional shades, and she kept looking at me. Bitch, I can see your eyeballs looking at me. You're not doing nothing on that rack. You're looking at me, bitch. Move. I'm gonna punch you in your throat. Shit, get out of here, fucking ugly bitch. I can't stand that shit. Sorry, I'm on one today. Not actually, I wish I was, but it's the latte. Blonde espresso has more caffeine. Just saying. You would think otherwise, but I'm telling you. It does. Yeah, so I'm standing at, Cambo, get your shit together, bitch. Come on. I'm walking around Goodwill, and this bitch just keeps following me around, looking at me all types of crazy. Ugh, get out of here. I know your pussy is stinking right now, bitch, because it sure looks like it, okay? Ugh. People be worried about the wrong things. You're making way too little money to be concerned about me potentially stealing something. And I have a crop top on. I have the tiniest purse. Okay. If I was stealing something, you would definitely see it. And y'all got 40 cameras up in this bitch. Okay. Please leave me the fuck alone. Damn. And that's no shade to people who make that type of wage, but fuck, Goodwill is just not it, okay? I mean, I do go to Goodwill, but they take advantage of their employees and they don't pay them shit, okay? So why do you care? Why are y'all riding so hard for this place? Y'all are over here acting like you're getting some type of incentive if you bust somebody for stealing something, which who cares? It was free and donated anyways. The fuck? Somebody asked me if I ever go to Salvation Army instead. I don't. They're homophobic. But sometimes I do pop my head up in there and I borrow a thing or two. Just saying. Oh. I'm talking too much today. Okay, so speaking of thrift stores, I went to the Southern Thrift Market yesterday. So if you're an Atlanta girly, a Georgia girly, Off Jimmy Carter is my favorite thrift store of all times. It is the Southern Thrift Market. I have featured it in a few of my thrift store commentaries back in the day. It's basically this two-story thrift store that is just full of so much good stuff. There is a lot of trash in there for sure. I will say, Goodwill is better about not putting trash out there. Like, there are some slip-ups. They do be sometimes. Like, I did find a salsa jar at a thrift store a few weeks back. It was like I don't understand. Just throw the shit away. Or recycle it. Yeah, recycle it, actually, please and thank you. But the Southern Thrift Market, they are real bold putting any and everything on their shelves. And they have this whole area in the store that has donated hair products and used makeup. And there was fucking Nair from like 1980 on the shelf. I'm not even kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I promise you, it was like 1980s. And they had VO5, you know, the shampoo that's like $2 at Walmart. They had it there for $2. Two fucking dollars, bitch. It was half used. I could go to Walmart and get it right now for $2. The fuck? That shit's expired 20 years ago. Why are you even selling it? Okay, put that shit in the fucking dump where it belongs. And who the fuck is donating this shit? You should be ashamed of yourself, okay? If you donate dirty ass clothing, if you donate trash, you should be ashamed of yourself. Bitch, throw it in the trash. Recycle something else, please. I can't. And those workers back there, they be smoking crack cocaine or something because they be putting $200 price tags on leather couches with rips in it at this thrift store. And I'm like, bitch, who the fuck is going to buy this? And they don't. It sits there for months. For months. Same with their jewelry. They claim that like somebody in fucking New York prices the jewelry there because they do have a lot of good jewelry. I will give it to them. They have a lot of sterling silver and gold pieces, which Goodwill, you don't really find as much of that. You can, but it's not as often anymore these days. But this particular thrift store is kind of a gold mine if you are a jewelry whore like myself. However, the prices are astronomical and they never, like, Wednesday is my favorite day to go to this thrift store because pretty much everything except for the things that they're putting out that week, everything else in the store is half price. But the jewelry is off limits. The jewelry is never a part of that sale. But finally, this past week, they put half price tags on pretty much all the jewelry because that jewelry has been sitting there for years. I see the same pieces in that jewelry box for years. Some of them have been in there for 3 fucking years. I'm like, bitch, I've been seeing that for 3 fucking years. Even the employees are like, yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They don't ever have prices. But this past week they did. And the case was looking real sparse. There was so much missing. I'm like, oh my God, I missed an opportunity. And there was just so much goodies in there for cheap as fuck, like $6, $7, $8. But of course, the three pieces that I found, the jewelry pieces I found, they were brand new and they didn't have half price tickets. So congratulations, bitch. Anyways, I got energy today. Y'all been asking me in my DMs how my blood pressure's been doing. It's actually been trending down. Now, I'm gonna just continue this energy, this so I have talked quite a bit over the duration of this podcast about manifestation, and I mentioned a few episodes back in my survivor story about how my stepmother's pastor came in and basically was like, you have to be very specific, okay? And that's also manifestation. People say pray for specific things, manifestation, wish for specific things. You got to be very specific when you journal and everything. Like, you can't just say like vague things. Like, it has to be very specific, right? So for the past few weeks while I've been struggling with my blood pressure, usually I'll take it and it'll be kind of high. And then like my go-to, I don't even know the lyrics to Jesus Take the Wheel. And I'm not a Christian by any means. I did grow up kind of Christian, but whatever. So in my head, when I'm taking my blood pressure for the second time, I'd be singing Jesus Take the Wheel in my head. I do. And I'm like, Jesus take the wheel, take it from my hands. That's the only part of the song I know. I don't know the rest of the, I can't do it all on my own. Some shit like that. I don't know the fucking lyrics, but I be singing that in my head. And then my blood pressure usually comes down. Crazy, right? So typically it'll come down immediately. Like, you know, it'll knock down some points where I'm just like, okay, we're good. We're good. We're not dying. We're not dying today. But then, of course, lo and behold, a few hours later, I take it again and it's high as shit. So I don't know why I've not just thought about my manifestations in the past, but this past week I thought, bitch, why don't you put that logic into motion with your blood pressure? So instead of saying like, instead of praying, oh, bring my blood pressure down, I've been praying at night and all throughout the day, like telling myself my blood pressure is going to be lower ongoing. It's going to continue to trend down. It's going to continue to get better and better. And I tell y'all, I'm still doing the same things I've been doing for the past few weeks, trying to get it under control. And suddenly it's not been perfect by any means, but it's been like 135 over 90 opposed to 180 over 110. Like that shit is stroke levels. Like that shit's what took out what's that Aaron Samuels, bitch, that's for Mean Girls, Kevin Samuels, you know, the podcast of the high value motherfucker. Yeah, he died from hypertension. That's high blood pressure. Same thing I've been going through, and it just was so sudden. High blood pressure is like the silent killer. So I have been really concerned about that, and a lot of you have been showing concern in my DMs, and I'm very appreciative of all of you for that. I didn't actually know that about him until recently. I had like seen some video of him going viral on Facebook, and some girl was like, how do I attract me a high value man? And he goes, you become reincarnated. It's not in the cards for you, pretty much, which was so fucked up, but I was cackling nonetheless. I know it's fucked up and I shouldn't have laughed, but I was laughing my fucking ass off like a hyena, bitch.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It was fucked up and it was so rude. And I don't know the whole context. Like, it might have had nothing to do with her look. Probably did, because he was just not the best person. And I've heard some of his clips go viral before. Rest in peace, his soul. Baby, I don't know. I don't know the type of man he was, but he died from basically what I've been going through. And so I'm just trying to get that shit under control. So I've been manifesting. Okay. I've been telling myself every day, it's going to go down. It's going down. It is going down. Okay. And I'm going to continue with that notion. I'm going to continue with these thoughts. My blood pressure is going down. I take it now and it'd be high. It's not. I haven't taken it today. I'm not going to take it right now because I am a little worked up and I am talking fucking 1,000 miles a minute. And I don't know why. I don't know where this energy is coming from, because I've only drank half of my latte today and I've not been medicated and I didn't get the best of sleep, which, by the way, that's another thing that I really need to work on, is my sleep. Okay, so if y'all have any tips besides melatonin, because I got this sleep oral melatonin spray. Fall asleep quickly. Like last night I went to bed at like 3 something and then I woke up at 6 and I couldn't go back to sleep and my heart was pounding and I'm like, fuck, bitch, go back to sleep. And I'm one of those people, like when I wake up I'm awake. I can't go back to sleep. So I pulled this shit out and sprayed it like 6 times in my mouth and knocked me the fuck out till 11 o'clock. So if there's something that can be, if something y'all know that's more effective, something to help me wind down earlier, that would be very cute and gorgeous. Please and thank you. I'd greatly appreciate that. Anyways, moving on. What else is new? So I did do an Amazon haul on TikTok the other day, and it probably was a little TMI for some, because I did get a adult thrusting machine. If you don't know, it's basically a machine that fucks you, okay? And I am a single mama in these streets, and I don't like to hook up with people. And so I did order me a bussy blaster. It did blast away and it broke 2 days in. So I'm very upset about that. And I will be returning that to Amazon. And before anyone says, ew, you would return that. Yes, bitch, I paid for it. I'm going to return it. There was a design flaw. So if you saw my video and got excited and were asking for the link to that specific one, just know it's not worth it. Okay. And I should have known better, because it was like $89 and it came with like 6 attachments. It came with a fleshlight of like 5 dildos. I should have fucking known, because a good fleshlight is on its own is like $100. Okay, we're getting real intimate in TMI today. I'm so sorry, but I should have fucking known better. But so basically there's like this part, this attachment that you attach an attachment to, right? And the piece that the attachment attaches to was plastic. So when it was, you know, doing its thing, going to Pound Town, the plastic piece broke. So then the attachments just fall out and it doesn't stick in there anymore. So the major design flaw is giving very much prototype. So I did do some research and I found a better one. It is a lot more expensive, almost $300, but it seems like it's getting the job done for people, and the base of it is metal, so it's not going to break. So I'll keep you girls updated on that. sorry, family and friends, if you're tuning in. Mama is a bit of a freak, though. So that was that. I also did buy like a skirt puffer. If you saw the TikTok, congratulations. It was cute and gorgeous. I don't think I'll wear it with that dress that I wore in the video for, because that just wasn't the dress. I think it needs to be worn with a more formal dress, but it was giving. It was very much giving. I did order another one that was black, and that one came in the mail this morning, actually, and I tried it on. It was trash, so I will be returning that. Amazon has hit, and I think that's the Amazon truck pulling up right now.
I think it is. More packages.
Whew. I've been staying home a lot, and I've just been on Amazon, and I need to stop. I need to fucking stop. Somebody take my Amazon account away, because there are a lot of hits, but there are also a lot of misses, okay? And I've never been the type of person to return things. Like, it's just not worth my time, and it really is worth my time. I'm just lazy, and so I'm going to start returning things, because I be getting things and I'm immediately disappointed. I'm like, bitch, that was $20 down the drain, $30 down the drain. I got this disco ball and half of it was broken and it's still hanging in my living room. I was supposed to return it. I never did, because the hassle of boxing it, taping it, bringing it to fucking Kohl's or wherever just seemed like too much of a hassle, but it wouldn't have been. And now I've missed my window of opportunity to return it. So I better fucking not sleep on returning the Bussy Blaster 5000, because that shit's gotta go. That shit was $90 and it fucking broke 2 days in. Okay, I got 2 uses out of it. Fuck camo. Don't sleep on this one. Return it, please and thank you. Whew, this episode is all over the place. I did restock on some contacts. I don't know, that's irrelevant information, but you know what, I can't fucking believe how expensive contacts are. They're a little piece of film that goes in your eyeballs. I do not have insurance, and that's probably my own fault. It is definitely my own fault. But shit, insurance is expensive as fuck. But because I didn't have insurance, I had to pay $500 for contacts for a 6-month supply, because I have astigmatism, and then I have a what they call oblique astigmatism. So my eye is doubly fucking weird. And on top of that, I got 2 different prescriptions in my eyes. And on top of that, I can't get down with the bi-weekly lenses. Like, I'm definitely a daily girl. Like, I'm not good with taking contacts out. If they're like the 2 weeks, I'll keep them in for the whole 2 weeks. And it's really bad. I do not suggest or recommend anybody follow me on that. It's just, it's awful. Okay, it's really bad. And my dad is an optometrist, so he will be very disappointed in me. And he has been very disappointed in me in the past with my eye health. Well, not my eye health, but the way I be taking care of my eyes. Okay. So by the grace of God, my eyes are always checking out real good, other than my prescription, because my eyes are really fucked. Okay. But I'm not good with taking the 2-week contacts out. So I have to get dailies. I have to get dailies. So that way at night I can take them out, which I usually be turning them dailies into 2 dailies, but we're not going to talk about it. Okay. I got to make them last a whole year, because that shit almost threw the fuck up when I bought them as well. Okay. $500 for contacts. Are you kidding me, bitch? And contacts is not one of those things where you can really shop around and get a cheaper deal. The AccuView Oasys is like standard, same price everywhere you go. 1-800-CONTACTS, Walmart, Target, wherever you go, it's going to cost the fucking same. Okay, so had to bite the bullet, because it's glass. I mean, it's contact season. The sun is too fucking bright for me to be going out there with glasses on. I need sunglasses, and I'm blind as a fucking bat. I can't fucking see shit. So I need some contacts, period. All right. You know, I shared a video about this on TikTok, and I'm just going to reiterate the message. Why is it that Caucasians, my people, this is a genuine question for y'all. Why the fuck do y'all go out of your way to call the police on Hispanic families for selling flowers and food and, you know, just doing their business, trying to make a coin? But y'all don't bat a fucking eye at the Girl Scouts. Them little bitches ain't got permits either. And they're giving you diabetes. And that feels like child labor laws to me, okay? Y'all be talking about the children, but y'all are gonna sit them out there in the fucking ice cold and have them running in traffic, trying to stop cars, begging people to buy these fucking cookies that just keep getting smaller and smaller and more expensive as time goes on. Yeah, y'all are pimping these little bitches out and you're taking their money. The fuck? How is that okay? Yet you don't call the police on them, but you will call the fucking police on somebody selling elote, tamales, tortas. You should be fucking ashamed of yourself, you fucking ugly bitch, whoever you are. I'm crazy, y'all. I'd be in traffic. I won't even know what the person is looking like, but they'll minor inconvenience. I'm like, get the fuck out of my way, you fat ugly bitch. They could be the skinniest, most beautifulest person, but in that moment, they're a fat ugly bitch, okay? And that's no shade to the plus size girlies, because I've been there, done that, messed around, and I'm still a plus size girly myself right now. But, you know, it's just my go-to. So sorry, I'm off the wall today. But what's also crazy is how people, they hate immigrants. They despise immigrants. But they will spend a small fortune on a 23andMe test to figure out what type of immigrant their family was. Make it make fucking sense. Anyways, anything else new this week? Oh, yes. So the other day I was at the gym and I noticed this guy over the past few weeks, like he kind of eyeballs me, but I haven't given him much attention. I'll just kind of like see him in passing and he's always looking at me, but I didn't even get a good look at his face, but I could recognize him because, you know, whatever. And I always thought he was looking at me in disgust or trying to figure me out. But the other day, which is kind of scary now that I'm thinking about it, he was in the parking lot parked next to my car. And as soon as I get in my car, he's like, rolls his window down and he's like, hey, baby. And I roll my window down and I'm like, hey. And he's like, can I get your number? And I'm like, I did give him my number. I did. And he immediately called me. I didn't get a good enough look at his face because it was kind of dark and the light was doing him very much justice, okay? But he called me and he's like, can you come to my house or can I come to your house? I'm like, no and no. Old me would have maybe given him the time of day, but here's what I'm on now. If you, too many guys in these, first of all, it should have been a red flag that you waited to ask me for my number in the parking lot. That was the first red flag right there. I don't know why I didn't think that through in the moment. Like, bitch, you couldn't approach me in the gym. He's like, oh, I've been watching you work out for a while and you're so sexy and blah, blah, beep, beep, pop, pop, poop, poop, poop. Okay, so why didn't you ask for my number in the gym, in the light of the gym? Huh? You're down low. Wood chipper, bitch. Anyway, so he calls me. He's like, can I come to your house? You come to my house. I'm like, absolutely fucking not. He's like, we don't have to kiss. We don't have to do... Duh. That wasn't even up for discussion, bitch. I'm not coming to your house, period. I'm like, if you want to get to know me, if I'm so beautiful and gorgeous and sexy as you suggest, you can take me on a date. Oh, I'm pretty busy. Okay, then bye. Bye. That's the wave I'm on right now. When people try to get my attention and they try to, you know, hop in my DMs or message me, whatever... If you're not going to take me on a date, if you can't take me out in public, if I get any inkling that you'd be ashamed to see me out in public, bitch, don't even talk in my direction, you coward ass bitch. Back in the day, old camo, I don't know, it like did a number to my pride, my ego. When straight down low men would hit me up, they'd be like, oh, I'm not gay, but there's something about you. Beep, beep, bop, bop, boop, boop. And that shit, I ate it the fuck up back in the day, because I didn't have self-respect, okay? I didn't have morals. I had morals, but you know, I didn't respect myself enough, and I thought like it was cute because like I had that effect on men. But no, men are just men. Men are fucking trash. Men are just dogs, okay? So they see me, I'm gorgeous, I'm beautiful, and they want to get down with the get down. They want to fucking take a ride on this choo-choo train, okay? But it's just not happening. It's just not fucking happening. Old camo would have ate that shit up and been like, ha, I'm just that hot, that cute and gorgeous that I have that effect on men. No, they don't respect me nonetheless. Just because they find me attractive doesn't mean that they respect me. And I don't tolerate that shit anymore. For the past like 2 years, I've just more and more as time has went on, I've just became more firm and I've respected my boundaries more and more and more as time goes on. And now, bitch, you are not getting past me. I will be putting you through a list of questions, and if you are not going to be seen with me out in public, if you would not let the boys meet me, if you would not tell your mama about me, obviously in due time, like that's not, I'm not crazy, okay? I don't think we got to go on one date and you got to tell your family about me, but if you would not be able to over time tell your parents about me, your boys or whatever, it's a no for me, bitch. You're a coward. And I don't have time to entertain down low men, okay? I'm too gorgeous, I'm too pretty, I'm too paid, okay? And that's not to toot my own horn, but I am absolutely the fucking prize. And I will be treated as a prize, okay? I'm not going to be in the dark. I will not be in the fucking dark. I will not, and I will not tolerate that ever again. So if you can't take me out on a fucking date, oh, the Amazon man is here with some packages. If you're not going to take me on a date and be seen with me in public, it's a no for me. Don't even fucking try, bitch. Don't fucking try, because I'm going to embarrass you, period. Anyways, I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to answer some of your questions y'all submitted on my Instagram story. And yeah, period. Stay tuned.
This episode of Unfazed and Unbothered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love the holiday season. It is so fun to spread the love to all my friends and family. But this year, I am treating myself to the gift of getting a therapist. I know for me, having a therapist has been so helpful with learning coping skills and how to set boundaries, and it's truly empowered me to be the best version of myself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Life is hard and anyone can benefit from therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/unfazed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unfazed.
All right, she's back. Let's read these questions. Fade to Black asked, what do you do when your dad's friend moves into his house and you don't like her? Well, baby, I think we both know that's not your dad's friend. That's either his new bitch or your new stepmama. What do you not like about her? Okay, I don't know what the situation is, but I will say that can be something that requires an adjustment period. Going through these type of transitions is, it can be difficult. I remember, I don't know, you know, I'm assuming you're a lot older. Yeah, you're definitely a lot older than I was. I was in like first or second grade when my parents split and my dad introduced me to my stepmother. And at first, naturally, I did not want to like her because I'm like, bitch, you can't replace my mother. No one can replace my mother. And over time, I learned to love her, and I actually really love my stepmother. She is a saint of a woman. She is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman, a perfect woman for my dad, and it just wasn't in the cards. My mom and my dad came together to bring me and my brother into this world, but I think my dad and my stepmom were meant to be together. And over time, I learned that that's the way God intended things to be, and that's okay. But me and my stepmom, we did growing up, we had a lot of tiffs, and she's a little more conservative than I am. But she's a great, wonderful person, and I don't know, maybe speak to your father about why or what you don't like about this woman, and maybe get his perspective. And if he's not really hearing you out, if it's like a safety thing, or like she's just disrespectful, or she's not being kind, then maybe, you know, maybe it's time for you to spread your wings and fly. I don't know. Okay, let's see. X Dark Ferret, how have you been, Miss Girl? I've been doing great. I've been going to the gym. I've been doing my swims. I've been thrifting. You know, life is just cute and gorgeous, and I can't really complain. Just still trying to work on my blood pressure, but it's going great. It's going great. Okay, so thank you for asking. I love you, and I hope you're doing great. Wallagoo. What? Wallagoo. Wallugio. Wallugio underscore swamp. Have you ever taken an edible and gotten too high that it sent you into deep fear? Not so much fear, but the first time I ever took edibles, I took two. I was given a cookie and a brownie, and 30 minutes in, you know, the story, the everybody's edible story. I had that same experience. I had eaten the cookie 20, 30 minutes in. I was like, this ain't doing shit. So I ate the brownie. Me and my friend, we both did the same thing. And we also were gone off of Four Locos. Dangerous. I have not drank Four Locos since. That was like in 2012. And 2013, whatever. But I was on another planet. And I remember sitting on the couch, the room started spinning. I was sick as fuck. I had vertigo, and like an old friend that I'd not seen since like middle school randomly came into this person's house that I was at. And they were like, hey, Cam. And I'm sitting on the couch and I'm just like, hi. Please don't talk to me. The room was spinning. The room was fucking spinning. So I had my eyes closed. I'm sitting on the couch, and I had to jet out of the front porch, and I just projectile vomited off of the porch. Yeah. So take edibles. Pace yourself. If you are going to do edibles, pace yourself. Start small and give it an hour. Please give it an hour. Okay. That is just my advice. Isabella Yo, something you love that you've changed about yourself. Going back to kind of, a little bit earlier in the episode, me and my boundaries. I have learned over the past 2 years, especially the past year, to put my foot down with certain situations, especially men. I love how much of a backbone I have now. And, you know, sometimes it hurts because as a person, like, I have the same desire to be loved and to love as anybody else. But unfortunately, being a queer person and being a feminine, non-binary individual, it makes the dating pool a lot smaller. And it does get a little tricky. And so in the past, I have kind of looked past red flags and tried to ignore them, because like I just want a piece of the pie. I want to feel desired. I want to desire. But unfortunately, that was at my self-respect was at expense, or, you know, it was costing me my self-respect. And I learned too many lessons, and I dealt with too many red flags and too many traumatic situations and relationships. And so this past year, on this weight loss journey, which, not to make everything about weight, but I didn't like myself. And when you don't like yourself, it's more than just, oh, I don't like being fat. It's like, oh, now, you know, when I personally was fat, and a lot of my people that I know that I've spoken to that are also fat or been fat in the past, like, it affects more than just like the way people see you, because now you're pulling your shirt every 5 seconds, like pulling it out of your crevices, and you're thinking about what people are thinking about, so you can't even really engage and be present. And so then it really, like, it bleeds into every avenue of your life. And so when you are insecure and not confident in yourself, you do tend to sweep some things under the rug and allow for people to treat you less than sometimes, because you get to this point where you're like, well, fuck, this is the best I can get. And so you kind of accept the bare minimum, and you kind of accept less than you should. And not all fat people, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who know their worth and they move accordingly. But some people, most people, they don't feel that confidence. So if you are a bigger person and you're able to maintain like actual confidence and not just the facade online of body positivity, I know there's a lot of people out there that they'll project that online. They're like, oh, body positivity. And then offline, they're talking to me about how they hate their body. So it's just all a facade. A lot of that body positivity, it is a facade. But I digress. To answer your question, something that I love that I've changed about myself is, through me gaining confidence, I have also grown a backbone and learned to respect my boundaries more. So, Glam_Katie. Hey, queen, what is your biggest trigger? When things are unfair. I don't like things being unfair in any regard. I don't like getting the shorter end of the stick. I don't like seeing other people get the shorter end of the stick. I don't like to see people treated unfairly. And I do get into a lot of tiffs when I see that. So if I see somebody being ugly to somebody, or treating them less than, or them in a situation where they're not being treated fairly, that shit just triggers my fight or flight, bitch. It really does. It really does. And also when men fetishize me, when men are like, oh, I'm not gay, but there's something about you, or, oh, have you ever thought about getting titties? I'm telling you, the second a man asks me anything about, are you gonna start hormones? Do you plan to get titties? Goodbye. Good fucking bye. I don't want nothing to do with you, bitch. You're a coward, a fucking coward. Because what, let's say I do go through with these things, which they have been thoughts in the back of my mind for a long time. Will I ever do these things? I don't fucking know. I do feel comfortable in my skin as I am. So I don't know if I will ever do that. Sometimes I do think I would be so pussy with titties and I would love it. But that wouldn't solve all my problems. And let's say I do get titties. Thinking back to my ex, for instance, who, like, he never really pressured me to do anything like that. But in the very beginning, he did ask me questions like that. And I can't help but think that even if I did get titties and did have hormones pumped through my system, you still would have cheated on me. So what would have the hormones and the titties done? You still would have treated me the same way. And he was a great guy, but he just wasn't secure in himself. So whatever. What is your La La Laney asks, what is your favorite lip plumper? I definitely love the Too Faced Extreme. I'm sure there's a better one out there, but it's the best one that I've personally tried. If y'all have some recommendations, let me know. Connor Brody 1, opinions on friends with benefits. I've been there, done that. You know, I dated a guy a while back. It didn't work out. We were better friends than not, and we did have sexual chemistry. There's no emotions tied there. So, you know, it can work out in the meantime while you're on your love quest. If it works for you, cool. But it doesn't always work, because typically somebody does catch feelings. Let's see. Victoria X Fletcher, what are your joys in life? Cats, thrift stores, music, murder documentaries right now, The Last of Us. Oh my God. I saw the season finale the other night and oh my God, I cannot wait. I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but I'm telling you, if you have not got into The Last of Us, please do yourself a favor. I highly recommend. If I did not have HBO, I would specifically get HBO just to watch The Last of Us. It's so fucking good. I'm obsessed. Ooh, not my voice cracking, bitch. Any other joys? My friends, my family, and food. I love food. Quiet_Violet. Craziest thing you've witnessed at the thrift store. I don't know if it's really that crazy, but there was this woman who was like talking to herself a few months back, and she was definitely twacked the fuck out of her brain, and she was stealing things, and she like looked at me, she goes, "Hi, sweetie," and she goes, "Get the fuck out of my way." And I was like, "Whoa, okay, mama, lay off the pipe." And she was like in the dressing room, and she was like, "Get off of me, get away, I've told you to get the fuck away from me." And she was just talking to some other being that was not there. It was just the drugs. Mama was swagged out. But that was kind of crazy. It was. Hannah.Elizabeth1. One food you could eat every single day and never get tired of. Brown rice, eggs, cheese, and avocado. I make that bowl literally every single day. Andre A.L. Victoria. How do you deal with anxiety? What are your go-tos to help relax? I love singing bowls. I love going to a park. Being in nature is probably the most therapeutic thing for anxiety. Just getting out and walking, it's really helpful, really distracts your mind, takes your mind off of things. Sitting inside of your house, which is something that has been weighing on me quite a bit lately, sitting in your house and just like being stuck in the same environment, it does weigh on you. And going outside is really helpful, just walking. But I love being around water. I love listening to frequencies, specifically 528. Yeah, that's some of my tips. Okay, so CHAYCEF.R asked, what are your thoughts on the Ozempic trend? Okay, so I didn't really know what that was until recently. So I did this morning kind of like dive into it after I read that question. And I don't recommend. So if you're not familiar, basically it is a medication that is prescribed for people with diabetes. But now there's like a shortage because everybody thinks that it's like the magical weight loss cure. Here's the thing. There is only one way to really effectively and efficiently lose the weight, and that is with lifestyle changes. There is no pill, there is no supplement, there is no trend, there is no fad diet that is going to drop the weight and keep it off. I have tried everything under the sun over my days. I've lost over 100 pounds in my lifetime, not once, but twice. And I will tell you, the only way to effectively keep the weight off is to maintain a healthy lifestyle. If you get on this Ozempic, likely the second you get off of it, you're going to gain it and all, you're going to gain all that weight back and some, okay? Because it's not natural. It's not your body, like you, it is a lifestyle change, okay? You cannot eat fast food and drink soda and have sugary foods every day, all day, and expect to drop the weight. The first time I dropped all that weight, I was so tiny and I got real comfortable and I thought, oh, well, shit, now I'm just one of those people who has a fast metabolism. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I reverted my lifestyle changes, and then I went through some traumas that kind of like really just kept me off course, but I gained all the way back because I was not maintaining my lifestyle changes. When I get to the comfortable weight that I want to be in, I will splurge a little more. And lately I have kind of splurged, which is kind of why I've like plateaued. I've been kind of maintaining the same weight for a while. I do feel my clothing fit a little differently still, so, you know, weight is not always the or the number on the scale is not always the best measure, but it is definitely a great tool. But I can't get comfortable, and I have kind of gotten comfortable. So that's why I've just kind of maintained. I want to continue to drop weight. So I'm going to have to readjust some of my lifestyle choices. I'm going to have to stop eating cookies again. I don't have to completely cut cookies out of my life permanently, but I do have a sweet tooth and I do tend to treat myself daily. I have like a fucking cake pop or two from Starbucks pretty much every day now again. And that was one of my vices right there. The only way to keep weight off effectively is to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Go to the gym. You don't even have to go to the gym. Just walking, drinking more water, and eating less calories is really all it takes. That's the only science. That is the only effective measure you can take. Sure, you can try these things. It'll suppress your appetite, but as soon as you get off of them, you're going to go right back into your old habits. So if you don't change your habits and change your lifestyle, it's never going to work. It's never going to work. Okay. That's just all there is to it. Okay. You know, I'm going to wrap it up here. Yeah. So, I live, laugh, love y'all. I hope you have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot day. Thank you for tuning in and tune in next week. I love you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.